The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, I promised to stay on until I got to all your calls, so I'm going to stay on to the next segment with David Knight. I do that routinely. Got co-hosting with him. Who's been holding the longest? Was it Jeremy? Was it Curtis? Was it Anthony? Was it Buckley? Or was it Eric? It's Buckley, then it's Eric, then it's Curtis, then it's Jeremy, then it's Anthony. Eric in Mississippi, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. Two quick points. It'd be awesome if you could get Ray Lewis on. He's got such a huge voice in popular culture. I mean, he's huge. I mean,
no, no, he is. That's a good, and he's a great guy coming out and telling the truth, isn't he?
Can you hear me?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I responded yesterday to here in Mississippi, we just passed the Religious Freedom Act. And I responded to a friend of mine on Facebook yesterday. She was griping about it. So I explained, you know, it seems only fair, given, you know, there's been a couple instances where the gay couples went out and searched out a business that would refuse.
Sure, it's ambulance chasing. It's a new form of ambulance chasing.
Right. So she texts back, you should read the law. I said, well, what I'm really interested in reading, we need to come together because gay people, black people, white people, because what these people have in store for us is a good. And I pointed her to the UN Agenda 21. And within 5 minutes, the whole entire post was deleted.
Absolutely. Facebook, Twitter, all of it. Massive censorship is coming in, and it's AI. It's doing it in live time now. It's not monitors. They admit it's algorithms that censor. Navy SEALs talking about Benghazi, you name it. And then they punish your behavior, and you learn to basically do what they want. And then people say, well, why are you on Facebook? Because I can reach people there. I can still get around them. It's very, very important to do. But separately, when we're talking about the whole situation with all the race baiting, we think of race or gender as the only, you know, thing that defines us. But what about men and women having a right for that sacred union and bond that is our species and that is all major species? And people messing with that and demanding to come into our space and our culture and our territory doesn't mean we hate somebody that we exist. But that's what they're saying. That's why they teach in public schools and colleges all over the world. The word mother or father, he or she is hurtful. Don't use it. So see, our identity is now bad. They've now moved to whiteness being bad, not gangs of criminals that organize around race and go attack innocent people because of their race. That's just tribalism. It's garbage. All groups do it. It's wrong. It's stupid. But now just existing is bad. And it's all very sick. It's all, there's a fetish with white people and others, and then weird thing with blondes and all these obsessions and weirdness. And as whites get rarer and rarer, because it is a recessive gene. It's a mutation. People say, like a mutant. I mean, look, that's what happens in species, okay? That is evolution. And I don't mean the fake evolution I teach in schools, but real evolution. There's bad mutations, but those fail and fall by the side and don't procreate. There are good mutations, and good things come out of those mutations in many cases. And so the issue is that what you call Caucasians is a mutation, a string of mutations. And people make fun of redheads because it becomes the end thing to do because South Park did it. The left said it was okay, so you can say gingers have no souls. And of course, the truth is a mutation of a mutation is a true redhead. And genetically, if you get to strength and things like that, it just hasn't been culturally developed and tried. True redheads are even stronger than Africans. And that's why you get, so the Norse countries, it means red, Rus. Norse, Russia means red because it was colonized by the Vikings, mixed in with Slavs, folks that were part Asian. That's what the Russian quote, race is, Slavic race is. And so that's why the big strong men and stuff are from, like, you know, the North, the Iceland, the places like that. And so it's a mutation of a mutation. But the original overdriving code is what you see in Africa. That is the base human code. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, right here on the GCN Radio Network.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. A sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
All right, folks, I'm about to hand the baton to David Knight, the other studio, but I promise to go to your calls. He's going to take four or five of these with us. The great David Knight, host of InfoWars Nightly News, with Jakari, Leanne, and all the rest of our wonderful crew. And then, of course, he comes in many days a week and does the fourth hour that I know is so popular with so many of our radio station affiliates. And other people in the media tell me that they just love listening to David Knight. I know I do as well. Like his kind of calm, focused demeanor. It's a nice compliment to me running around like a chicken with his head cut off sometimes. And let's go ahead and go over to David here for a moment. David, what do you have coming up today?
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about a new, I guess he calls it a guidance. That's the term for his dictates now. Obama's put out a new guidance warning landlords that you can't discriminate against people if they have a criminal record. I'm going to talk about my personal experience with that. My aunt and uncle were killed by someone because of that kind of political correctness. Actually, nobody told them they had to do it. They just rented to a guy who had a criminal record, and I'll tell the story. But
by the way, I was looking at you before we went live. There's total transparency here. I don't know what you're about to say because we haven't talked today. You've been busy. I've been busy. And I said, man, is David okay? He looks totally upset and totally depressed. I've never in 3.5 years working with him seen him look like this. Does he need me to take over? Is he sick? And Nico said, look, he's not talking to us. We don't know. Am I guessing? Did just thinking about your dead family get you depressed, or is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're also going to talk, Alex, about Megyn Kelly's political correctness. You know, you had somebody on talking about how they were censored on Facebook with an algorithm immediately. We've been talking about the FCC censoring Joel Gilbert, at least the Democrats on the FCC. Well, Megyn Kelly, and this is something that's been on my desk all week, over the weekend, she had an interview that aired with Charlie Rose, and she was saying that CNN and Bill O'Reilly should have stuck with her so they could shut down Donald Trump and ban him in the name of the First Amendment. She said, this is about journalism and the First Amendment.
So she's inverting reality again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, so, seriously, I mean, though, did I guess it correctly? And I'm not trying to be a drama queen here. You look super bummed out. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Is it remembering your dead family? Or?
Yeah, it bothers me. Yeah.
Well, I've kind of reached a personal point, too, where they're now wanting to arrest Joel Gilbert. I'm sure you've seen this. For his movie, saying it's political. Well, of course, all speech is political. I mean, it's reached the point where, it's interesting that we've been proven right, but it's getting sick, David. It's moving so quick, I can't believe it, because if it keeps moving at this rate, we'll be beyond 1984 in like a year. I mean, they're really going for broke. Remember, Drudge came here a year ago and warned us. He said, I've been told next year they're coming, and they mentioned him in the FEC thing as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was all three of the Democrats on the FCC. The three Republicans blocked it, essentially, because they have to, there's three Republicans, three Democrats. And it's pretty arbitrary. I mean, there isn't any law anymore. We're down to the point where it's bare-knuckled political calculations. I mean, it's like living under Marx and Lenin.
Can you believe Ted Cruz is now taking every major state Trump wins?
Yeah.
And then CNN acts like I'm crazy? Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. Why don't they just get with the program? This is how it works. We take your vote.
And I want to talk about that, too. There was an article that I thought was very interesting, and it kind of showed a division at WND. And, of course, we've had Jerome Corsi. We've had Joseph Farah on many times. We agree with him on many, many things. And within their own organization, they and their readers are going back and forth and saying, is this really theft or is this just politics? Is it all fair in politics to do whatever you want?
Oh, no, it's all just politics. Yeah, they never did it before, but they changed the rules.
That's right.
Maybe TPP's okay. Maybe it's okay if Ted Cruz isn't from the U.S.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, we should talk about that as well. I've talked about that many times, but I want to go over what's going on with the delegates as well when we start talking about this.
By the way, notice this new level of discrimination, though. If someone's an axe murderer or a child molester, see, once you get rid of the power to discriminate, it's one thing to say a big hotel or a movie chain or a restaurant, open to the public, you're open to the public. But private clubs, homes you're renting, things, you should be able to, quote, discriminate, let's say, against someone who has wet leprosy. You know, you don't want your whole family getting leprosy. They announced last month they're going to let people in with HIV, hepatitis, and drug-resistant TB. Because you don't want to discriminate against people that have communicable diseases, David.
Well, you know, Alex, Ron Paul and Rand Paul were called racist because they said they believed that the Civil Rights Act drew the line in the wrong place. And I agree with them. I think you need to draw the line when it comes to the government's treatment of people, when it comes to government monopolies. You need to draw the line and say there's going to be no discrimination by the government. Get rid of these Jim Crow laws, that sort of thing. But when it comes to private issues, if you say that we're going to dictate to people who they can have rent their homes or who they can do business with, like we're seeing now with these cases coming, these cases that are deliberately set up to go after photographers and cake bakers and that sort of thing. Once you come in for any reason, you start dictating to individuals who they're going to be able to do business with, then it leads eventually to the kind of abuse that we're seeing today.
That's right. And there are now whole industries of coming and saying, you didn't rent a house to me because I'm X, or you didn't do this because I'm B or I'm Y. I mean, it's really getting out of control. And I just wonder what's coming next. I mean, did you see all these articles where they're just running around, just banning everything now, and they see a Catholic priest and freak out and think it's a KKK member?
I mean, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what they need to do is they need to understand, just like Megyn Kelly needs to understand, we need to have a marketplace, and there are ways that we can accomplish this. Look, if somebody wants to have a racist business, they're going to go out of business. You're going to organize a boycott, and you're going to shut them down. Let the free market, let the public do it. We need to understand that not everything can or should be solved by the government, especially not by the federal government.
Sure, and we're not in 1959 when the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act, when that was all really going on. I mean, people try that stuff now, go out, attack them, online, you know, give them bad reviews.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how you stop people now.
Even to the extent, as I said many times, I believe it's the power of the community. Posse comitatus is really what that means. And it means that you have some law enforcement core there, but you also have the community that comes together to protect itself. And in the same way, I think we can protect ourselves with boycotts, with social media. We can protect ourselves from racism. And I think the heavy hand of government often doesn't know where and when to draw the line. When you look at these cake baking issues, and I've seen the debates back and forth now between the libertarian candidates, I think that Gary Johnson has it completely wrong. When they talk to him about that, he starts bringing up, well, what if a power company wants to remove the capability of somebody to have power because they don't like their religion or their race or their sexual orientation or whatever?
The government is already harassing conservatives and libertarians and the 501c3 and the whole thing with the IRS. So right. Again, or people being arrested. I want to take a few calls and hand the baton to you here, but it's all incredibly important. It's all coming up with David Knight today. Ride shotgun with us, David. Curtis in Michigan, then we're going to Buckley in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Just wanted to make a few points here. I wanted to originally say that I'm originally a Rand Paul supporter, but now I support Donald Trump. That's just because I think he's the best step towards liberty. I don't think that if he was going to be a dictator for the rest of the time, it probably wouldn't be a good idea. But for 8 years, I think that's a perfect step for the step in liberty and the step for Rand Paul kind of presidency. We need to give these liberals a swift kick in the you-know-what and, you know, start getting people thinking about liberty and thinking about what government actually is and the actual role of government.
Well said. Good to hear from you. Buckley in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to call just to let you know that I want my country back. And I believe I found out how this can be done this year. But just as a side note, I got to tell you this. When you said just a few minutes ago that you can't help flipping out, that's why I love you, brother. And the other day, your brain force ad was on, and you were talking about you probably know something more crazed. My wife said, crazed? He must be on an IV drip of that brain force. But anyway, I want to talk about what is the largest group of constitutional sheriffs. It includes Richard Mack, along with, founder of CSPOA.com, along with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. And these guys have joined with an organization that their goal is to take this country back.
Absolutely. Instead of letting the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL come in and brainwash the police, we need to get behind good organizations like the ones you mentioned and really educate them. And I found they're really receptive unless they're in these big liberal globalist cities where they're so brainwashed. Then they're like organized crime or something, but still better than, you know, some of the people in charge above them. But what's the new organization you're talking about?
Well, it's called NationalLibertyAlliance.org.
Okay, I think I've heard of that before. I think you might have called in about that or somebody else did.
Alex, you've always said, rightly so, that our country's been stolen from us by the globalists. But even more importantly, our courts have also been stolen from us. And because they've been changed, our courts have been changed from common law to statutory law. And that's what the NLA, or the National Liberty Alliance, is all about. Because the difference between common law, and I'm not telling you anything new, but for your listeners, the difference between common law and the law practiced in our courts today called statutory law is that common law upholds the Constitution for the United States of America with its capstone, the Bill of Rights, above all statutory law. Whereas the law...
Absolutely. It's all overridden. And if statutory doesn't match up with the common law and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, it's null and void, but they've inverted it. And through fraud, are destroying it. Great points. I appreciate your call, Buckley. David Knight, your take on what he just said.
Yeah, Alex, I've got a story here about what's happening with the Bundy Ranch standoff. Of course, they've held Clive and Bundy for a very long time. They're about to extradite him back to Nevada. But I think it's even more interesting what's happening to the fellow that they arrested in New Hampshire. He was someone who didn't even get there until 2 days after the standoff. They have denied him bail. They're going to extradite him as well to Nevada. He is not a threat to anyone. As a matter of fact, three state legislators from New Hampshire testified to get him bail. And so I want
to. His wife is a legislator.
That's right. That's right. His wife is a legislator. There are three other legislators that talked about that as well. It's absolutely amazing the charges that they're putting against these people. And I want to cover what Cliven Bundy's lawyer said about him. He said he's essentially a political prisoner.
That's right. True, it sets the precedent to do this to everybody. I mean, take the whole Pete Santilli thing. First time I ever heard of that guy, he was like accusing me of a bunch of wild stuff. I don't really know who he is. I just know he's had a lot of weird connections and things said about him. Just the things he's saying and doing are textbook of what I would do if I was trying to be discrediting. But you know, nobody's perfect. Maybe he is legitimate and real. I don't see a reason for him to still be in jail and for him to be politically persecuted, for overall what he did. But out of the whole group, he's one of the most guilty when it fits into the federal parameters that are exaggerated. And I'm not saying he deserves what's happening. I'm saying of all of them, he's one of the worst, and he doesn't deserve it.
I don't think anybody deserves to be in jail for what happened at the Bunkerville standoff. I don't think anybody deserves to be in jail for what happened in Oregon. I don't think LaVoy Finicum deserved to be murdered.
And they shot his vehicle up. You heard Jim Kennedy, former Special Forces guy, famous. He said a bunch of guys he knows are out there. He got in arguments with them off air, you know, about what happened. But, man, he said that is just totally third world, totally evil, death squad stuff. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, I can't believe they just shot up the vehicle for no reason. And then lied about it.
Yeah, they ambushed it. And once that tape came out, it was very carefully orchestrated. And it's interesting to look at what they revealed before and after. They had the cell phone footage eventually was put out. And I respect the sheriff's department there in another county, Deschutes County in Oregon. They did the investigation, and they put out the FBI's video, and then they superimposed the cell phone video from the inside that showed what was really happening with sound at the
ground
level.
And there's now criminal investigations on the feds, and there should be.
Yeah. The FBI lied about that, and the entire release, the press release that they put out at that showing that aerial footage, that drone footage, at a very low resolution.
Why did the feds have to try to shoot the car up? They were making them look like buffoons. They were winning the info war for the globalists. Because they just on a power. And then
why
try to cover it up? I mean, it's just crazy.
I'll tell you why, Alex, because I don't think they're winning the info war. I think that they had looked bad, but the people who had taken over that refuge had started going out on a regular basis and having meetings. They were headed to a meeting.
They were getting panicked because the locals were turning to the side of them.
That's right. They had 400 people, including the sheriff of the other county where they were going at that meeting. And that was what was
dangerous. And once there's local political legitimacy, like at a state house, then everything turns against the occupied government. And that's a good point. They were winning the national info war, but they were losing the local one.
Yes, absolutely. Because the ranchers there at ground level know what's going on.
Well, here's the deal.
The loggers know what's going on as well.
The feds, most of them don't know they're working for foreign corporations. The country's been taken over. I don't want to have a mindless fight with them. Soros wants that. I want to stop a civil war. That said, it's shameful what the feds do around this country in many cases, and it just needs to stop. I mean, fast and furious, all of it. I'm going to take one or two calls and hand the baton to David Knight. Anthony in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to comment about this political correctness stuff. I look at it, and I think back, because I'm a real history buff like yourself, and I think about it makes me think of the 1960s Cultural Revolution in China, where basically the government just totally brainwashed the young people.
Oh, sir, it's the same program. The Ford Foundation wrote that for Mao. The CIA put it, sir, absolutely. The Bolshevik Revolution, too, 1917, 1918, all funded by the robber barons and the psychology units in the U.S. and England. Absolutely, sir. It looks like it to you because that's what it is. They're creating the youth Mao Brigade in Austin. When we go out for pro-gun, pro-sovereignty rallies, pro-life rallies, we face the Mao Youth Brigade. They actually call the Red Guard, sir.
And I also have a suggestion as well. Are you familiar with the Hal Lindsey Report?
Yes.
Yes. It would be great. Like if you could, to get him on for a segment or so, because he has a lot of really good intel. Because he covers not just spiritual stuff, but he also covers a lot of the politically correct.
Sure, I was about 12 years old. I read the late great Planet Earth, and we're going there. We don't turn this around. Thank you, Anthony. Let's take one more. Ronnie in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, David, great to hear from you guys, man. I've been a listener since 2008. Great to be on the air. I just read an article today on activistpost.com about the U.S. declaring Russia a greater threat than ISIS. And it's absolutely ridiculous. They keep trying to play these little blame games with Russia. You know, I guess
yeah, they officially did that about a month ago. They came out and said Russia's the number one security threat. It was NATO and the Pentagon said that.
Yeah, it's just it's funny how they keep making Russia out to be like the Doctor Doom from Marvel. You know, it's ridiculous. It's another number of these double.
Well, that's because they see Russia as actually weak and easy to take over, which isn't the case. Russia's trying to stabilize, and because it's broken with eugenics, UN policies, since it's broken with Agenda 21, that's why they're under attack. The Chinese are going along with the globalist agenda, but claiming they get control of the South China Sea, which reportedly is a broken deal. Kind of like Russia had a deal with NATO not to encroach on its borders. NATO broke that. Well, China is actually breaking its deal. And I'm not saying that's, you know, a good thing. I'm not with China or the Anglo-American establishment. I'm not with the Russians either. But Russia has been actually following all the agreements, trying to work with everybody, trying to be peaceful, and they're getting their nose rubbed in it. Great points, Ronnie. David Knight, your take on that, and you take over, my friend.
Well, you know, I also think that it's also because the having a war between nation states is a lot more profitable for the military-industrial complex than even the war on terror.
That's right.
And that's the old line companies that already have a lot of political contact. I mean, they may actually cost us more in terms of the equipment that they build for the war on terror, but these old line companies that build the strategic bombers, intercontinental ballistic missiles, the big aircraft carriers,
the surveillance grid
is going. Yeah, they want that going. So they've got to have a nation state as an enemy. So, and they don't. They've got to create an enemy.
Well, that's right. People got sick of the Cold War, so they got rid of that for 20 years, and now it's back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But now Russia is promoting having kids, promoting God, promoting private property, promoting cutting taxes, promoting freedom, promoting terrorism, promoting fatherhood and motherhood. And we are more Soviet than they are. I mean, it's just crazy.
But the State Department with Victoria Nuland and George Soros, they can invest a few billion dollars, rekindle the Cold War in the Ukraine, and then look at the amount of money that's going to be unleashed for these new generations of weapons. It's already
like
happening.
Like Soros said, he said, yeah, we've overthrown Ukraine to start a new Marshall Plan.
That's right. That's right.
Tens of billions to him in aid money, mm-hmm, to help Ukraine.
That's right. And we can subsidize the military spending of all of these European and maybe the, you know, the new countries that have broken off from the former Soviet Union. We can militarize all of them, and we can do it, like you said, on a Marshall Plan. We can subsidize it. They'll buy the equipment from our military establishment here. It's pretty obvious, I think, what's going on with these people.
All right, you got a lot to cover. Great job. Take over. Just want to remind viewers, we're listener and viewer supported. Become a nightly news subscriber. 20 people can use each membership. $5.95 a month. PrisonPlanet.tv takes about 60 seconds to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up for our free email newsletter daily. Infowars.com/newsletter. That's free. That's vital. And we've got DNA Force back in stock for a limited time. Vitamin Mineral Fusion just sold out. So, you know, take advantage of DNA Force being back in stock. It is an amazing product. David Knight, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I want to start with a clip here that we've got of Piers Morgan, our old friend, Alex's old friend, on Michelle Fields. And actually, Piers is right on this. He says, anyone with a brain who thinks that this Michelle Fields, Corey Lewandowski thing is really assault is living in cloud cuckoo land. Let's play that clip.
I thought it was one of the most pathetic things I have ever seen. You know, I've been an on-the-road reporter. Greta, you're a tough journalist. You know, the idea that you watch that video and anyone with a brain thinks that is some kind of assault or battery, they're living in cloud cuckoo land. This is the run-of-the-mill scrum which follows any presidential candidate. I used to be a newspaper editor. If that had been one of my journalists, Michelle Fields, I would have watched the video and sent her a bonus and said, fantastic work getting your foot in the door, getting past the Secret Service, getting to the man, Donald Trump, and asking questions. But if I then discovered that she was actually taking legal action and going to the police and prosecuting over some kind of fatuous claim to being battered, I would have said, are you kidding me? Really? Has it come to this? Has America and the political system now meant that journalists following in a scrum like this can go and go after people for battery when we're watching a video which to me is utterly tame and utterly pointless?
And that's an excellent point. If you're going to play the game, then you need to be ready to jostle in there with the elbows. Women like Michelle Fields, women like Megyn Kelly, and what I would call the new feminist right need to understand, are they going to be victims or are they going to get into the fight? We're going to talk about Megyn Kelly when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's like women in the military, David. Great point. It's like women in the military. They just, you know, you can't have it both ways.
That's right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking about Megyn Kelly calling for Donald Trump to be banned in the name of the First Amendment. This is the radical feminism of the right. The neo-feminists, I guess we could call them, or whatever they are. Neocons we got for people who are perpetual war. I don't know. We've got to come up with a label for people like Megyn Kelly and Michelle Fields. But give us time. We'll come up with that. We're also going to talk about whether switching delegates after the election is just politics or is it theft. And we also have a new dictate from Obama that says, hey, if you're a landlord, we're going to now call it discrimination, as if it were racial discrimination, if you discriminate against somebody with a criminal record. You know, if somebody's got a criminal record, you can't refuse to rent your home to them. So we're going to talk about that. Before we do, I just want to let you know about our all-new DNA Force Plus. DNA Force is back in stock. It's been out of stock for several months. It's been sold out. Now we have it back in stock with a new powerful ingredient. That's why we're calling it DNA Force Plus. But the price is the same. DNA Force is loaded with a patented BioPQQ compound, backed by 175 clinical studies. It is extremely hard to secure. You know, just one ingredient, as Alex has said many times in this, and DNA Force, just one of the ingredients here costs $30,000 per batch. This is an extremely difficult thing to produce, but as these 175 clinical studies point out, it is very powerful nutrients. We have it back in stock. It's now DNA Force Plus, and you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's not going to last long. It sells out very quickly, even though it is a premium product. As we were listening to Piers Morgan in the last clip just before the break, he was talking about how, hey, if he had a reporter who got up there and pushed her way in past the Secret Service and got up to Donald Trump, I'd say, great job. Great job. You got in there and you pushed your way in. That's really aggressive. That's great. But then she goes on and says, oh, I was assaulted. I was victimized. I was thrown on the ground. It was the worst thing that happened to me since my dad died. And you can look at that. You can look at the lies that she told about this event. But, of course, the Hillary Clinton supporter, who was the district attorney in that area, has now put assault charges on Donald Trump's campaign manager. And as I was saying, these conservative, so-called conservative women, need to decide whether or not they're going to play the victim card of feminism to get an advantage or whether or not they're going to really be strong women. The best example of this is Megyn Kelly. And, of course, Megyn Kelly, people like Dale Ash, others, have jumped in with Michelle Fields and said, yo, this is horrible. You need to treat us with respect. Look at what Megyn Kelly said this last weekend. As I said to Alex, I've had this story on my desk all week with other things that have been coming up. I haven't been able to get to it. She went on and talked to Charlie Rose and said that Bill O'Reilly and CNN should have done more for me. Should have done more for me. Okay. Now, this is the victimology here. Kelly, in an interview with Charlie Rose that aired on CBS's Sunday Morning this weekend, said that she wished that Bill O'Reilly had done more to defend her when he interviewed Trump before a January debate. So she can't make up her mind whether she's a victim or a power woman. But she wears these Prada stiletto heels that cost $1,200 to interview Ted Cruz. You know, the devil really does wear Prada. I guess we should start calling her the stiletto heel. Maybe that's the thing. But the key thing here is that she really is angry with Bill O'Reilly and with CNN because they didn't help her to play the victim against Donald Trump. They didn't come with her and help her to call Donald Trump and make him heel to her, the celebrity journalist. And she says during the January 28th debate that Trump held a fundraiser for veterans in nearby Iowa, CNN saw its ratings soar as they covered that, as that was going on at the same time that the Republican debate was being held by Fox News. And so she said there should have been a moment of solidarity among journalists that night to say, we will not allow ourselves to be bullied. All these bullies by a presidential frontrunner, even one as powerful and as ahead in the polls as at that point as Trump was. She said, this is about journalism and the First Amendment. Okay? We need to stick together as a group, and we need to ban Donald Trump from the media. And I'm not putting words in her mouth. She said, what he really wants is oxygen, you know. He wants TV time. So the only thing that's really meaningful to Trump, the only consequence that would actually have an effect on him, we can't enact because it would be insane. You can't ban a presidential frontrunner from a channel. See, what she's saying is, yeah, I really want to ban him, but, you know, they won't let me do it. It's just kind of like, remember when George W. Bush came out and he said, oh, it would really be great if I could just be a dictator. I'd love that. Well, now we got a dictator. Now we got a dictator who's dictating things. And we have a press corps that is increasingly talking about censoring people. Okay, just like Facebook wants to do it, just like the FCC Democrats want to do it. Now you've got this anchor at Fox News, conservative, supposedly conservative Fox News, saying all the journalists need to stick together to protect the First Amendment. We need to ban presidential candidates. We need to teach them who's boss. Now, it must have really been hard for her a couple of weeks ago when Donald Trump refused to go to the three-way debate. Remember that? That was when we were in Washington. We were covering AIPAC and the press conference that Trump had. And he refused to go to the debate they were having in Utah. And so then Cruz and Kasich decided they weren't going to debate either. And then Donald Trump went to CNN and said, let's do an interview with CNN. And what happened? You had Cruz, Kasich, Hillary, and Bernie all follow Trump to CNN, and they had a town hall. On the night that Fox News and Megyn Kelly were going to do their debate, I can understand why she's upset. This whole feminist victimology thing is really not working too well for Megyn Kelly, except with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton loves Megyn Kelly. Hillary Clinton goes to bat for Megyn Kelly against Donald Trump. This is the Daily Mail headline, calling her a, quote, superb journalist. Because, see, she is doing exactly what the left wants to do. Banning, censorship, intimidation, using political correctness as censorship. That's Megyn Kelly. Hillary Clinton loves that. She and Megyn Kelly are cut out of the same cloth. And so is Michelle Fields and people like Dana Loesch, okay? That's what they are pushing on the conservatives. And they don't know it. They can't see it. She says she has a million more votes than Donald Trump. But she says this about Megyn Kelly. She says, by the way he treated Megyn Kelly, who is a superb journalist, right? I just don't understand what he thinks is the role of somebody who's running for president. Well, I don't understand what Megyn Kelly thinks her role is in the media. You see, we have this marketplace of free ideas. And free speech can only operate in a free marketplace. And what you saw happen was CNN understanding that. Now, CNN did not reply to comments from the Hollywood Reporter when they asked them that. They said, you know, what do you think about it? She said that she wanted you guys to ban Donald Trump. And it's like, no. We understand the marketplace. We're going to take advantage of that. It's called competition. It's called a market. Okay. Fox News, I thought at one point, used to understand that. But now they are so dictated to by this prima donna with the Prada heels that they can't find their soul. They essentially lost it. And just understand that it's not just Fox News and the political media, political mainstream media. Here's a story. The CIA helped to produce an episode of Top Chef. Top Chef. How's that for Operation Mockingbird? Mockingbird in the pie. What do the movies Argo and Zero Dark Thirty have in common with the novel The Devil's Light by Richard North Patterson or Bravo's Top Chef Covert Cuisine? Okay, those were all helped by the CIA, as well as they list a bunch of documentaries. USA Network cable series Covert Affairs, History Channel's documentary Air America, the CIA's secret airline, the BBC's documentary The Secret War on Terror. They all tell the story from the CIA's point of view. Okay? And you can understand that in some of these movies like Argo, Zero Dark Thirty was blatant propaganda for their killing of Osama bin Laden narrative story that was total baloney. But you're probably surprised to see them doing this for Top Chef. See, there is no limit to what they will do in terms of propagandizing our country and in terms of setting up their social agenda. I mean, it's not just a political agenda that they're selling us here. They're selling us the whole nine-course dinner, if you want to put it that way. Okay, from Top Chef. Remember, and we'll go full circle here, remember Gloria Steinem's CIA connections. Okay, one of the first and premier feminists, Gloria Steinem, CIA connections just like Buck Sexton. Okay, the man who's been told that, we're told he's a conservative. We have to have a phone call conversation one day with our callers and ask people what they think the term conservative means today. I really wonder myself. One of the reasons I don't consider myself to be a conservative is not even a policy issue. It's really a mindset. Conservatives for the longest time have wanted to preserve the status quo. I don't. I'm not happy with the status quo. I want the status quo ante. I want what the Constitution was set up. I don't want the unconstitutional government we have today. They'll come in. A good example of it is the minimum wage issue, okay? They won't oppose the minimum wage in principle. They will only oppose the level of the minimum wage. So They'll oppose a $15 an hour minimum wage, but they won't say there shouldn't be any minimum wage. I mean, they'll correctly point out sometimes, well, if minimum wage makes everybody rich, why stop at 15? Let's go to 50. Let's go to $500 an hour, and we'll all be multimillionaires. Think about it, okay? That's obviously ridiculous. But why, if $15 an hour is wrong, why is $7 or $7.50 or whatever it is? Why is that wrong? You know, I had a business for a number of years. I employed people. It was a retail business, and most people would pay minimum wage. We never paid minimum wage because I wanted to have my pick of employees. And so that's what the marketplace is for. We don't need the government mandating what wages are going to be. But the conservatives will never oppose minimum wage on principle. They will only fight to keep it from being changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that they always fight to preserve the status quo. I'm concerned about individual liberty. That's why I'm a libertarian and not a conservative. But we can talk about that some other day in more detail. I want to talk about this delegate issue here. And, of course, there's a lot of people who have different ideas about this. This is the way that conservatives are pushing this back and forth. Let's play this latest clip from Reince Priebus, the guy who has been telling us that, no, this isn't an election. You've got to understand, they are trying to join us, to join our party. We control the party. We dictate what the rules are going to be, and we change the rules at will, and we will put in there whoever we wish. Now he's talking about Kasich. Let's run that clip.
Opinion as the state chairman that the nominee of your party, are you confident tonight that it will be either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz? Are you confident?
I think this is what I'll say. I think our nominee is going to be someone who's running. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm not.
Well, there's three people running. I mean,
it's going to be someone
mathematically,
running.
John Kasich
is going
to
be someone
to
running.
You won't say for the record that it's either going to be Cruz or Trump.
No, I'm going to say it's going to be someone that's running, Sean. I mean, I'm not going to...
Define running. Is running meaning... Does running mean it's either going to be Cruz, Trump, or Kasich?
I think it's going to be one of the three people running is going to be
our
nominee.
And how does John Kasich get there without leapfrogging over people that have millions of more votes and hundreds of more delegates?
You're going to have to ask John Kasich, but I'm not going to do something that's going to be an affront right now to John Kasich.
Well,
he's a good governor of Ohio, and he's running,
okay.
And it's up to him. So
now,
I'm not gonna...
that should tell you something about the Wisconsin primary. As they try to sell this narrative that Donald Trump has crashed and burned because of Wisconsin, Reince Priebus is from Wisconsin, just like Paul Ryan. It is GOP establishment headquarters, folks. Now, when he says, well, I think it's going to be one of the three people running, he's not even going to be sure about that. But when he holds out for John Kasich, I want you to understand, as I pointed out last night on the Nightly News, when you look at the remaining delegates, and you look at where they are in terms of the delegates that they have now, Donald Trump needs to get 65% of the remaining delegates to get to the magic threshold. Ted Cruz needs to get 82%. 82%. Do you think you can do that with all the winner-take-all states that are coming up? Now, it gets even more ridiculous with John Kasich. John Kasich has so few delegates. It's 140-something. But he needs 146% of the remaining delegates. You understand? You know, he needs virtually, I think it's over 1,000 delegates that he needs, 1,100 or something delegates. But it's 140-some-odd percent that John Kasich needs. You can't get more than 100% of the delegates. So what they're saying is, we're going to throw out the preferences of the voters in order to give John Kasich a chance. So he's still in play because we don't care what you voted for. Now, in light of that, I want to talk about this story from WND. And as I mentioned with Alex, we've had Joseph Farah, the editor of WND, as well as Jerome Corsi, an excellent investigator. We've had them on multiple times. We agree with them on so much. They don't agree even within WND as to whether or not it's moral to take these delegates, as Ted Cruz is doing. As they pointed out on Monday night, WND posted a column by their managing editor, David Kapelian, headlined, "Is the Cruz Campaign Moral?" And it documented that not only are Cruz operatives swarming over primary states that have been won by Donald Trump, and efforts to persuade Trump delegates to vote for Cruz on the second ballot, so forth, but they're actually recruiting pro-Cruz people to become Trump delegates. And see, that's the key. It's not the persuasion. It's not the persuasion. What they're doing is not persuading people. They are putting their own people in instead of what the voters chose. Voters chose Trump, and he should have gotten a certain number of delegates. For example, in Arizona, Trump won in a landslide, 47-25%. Okay, gave him all 58 of the winner-take-all delegates there. Same thing happened in South Carolina, which wasn't even a winner-take-all state. Donald Trump won so resoundingly in South Carolina. You know, the southern part of the country where Ted Cruz is supposed to be so strong, the place where they've got a lot of white evangelicals, it's supposed to be Ted Cruz's strength. Donald Trump beat him there and got every single delegate because he won by such a large margin. He got every single congressional district. They allocated the delegates based on congressional district because it was early in the process. They didn't allow winner take all. And so Ted Cruz is going in and taking those delegates. Now, Joseph Farah came back in and said, no, I think it is fair. He says it's just politics in his editorial coming back. They said they had a mass of comments. They had over 3,000 people commenting on that. I don't think it's just politics. You could say that lying is just politics, because it is. It's a key part of it. You could say stealing is just politics. He says we live in a country of representative government. It doesn't always work well, but it's probably the best system of governance we can hope for. No, it's not about persuading people. It's as if you elected a Republican and a Democrat was chosen to go to Congress. And they've been doing that for a long time. They're called rhinos. We need to come up with a better word because they work for the globalists.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Day after day, alone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to get back to what I was just talking about, whether or not the taking of delegates by Ted Cruz is a moral thing to do or whether it is outright stealing of an election. Before I do, I want to let you know that we do have DNA Force back in stock. It's been out for several months. It's been out of stock. It's very popular. One of our most popular supplements, even though it is one of our premium supplements. It has 175 clinical studies that back up its key ingredient, patented BioPQQ compound. Extremely hard to secure. That's one of the reasons why it is so long between the batches when we put it out there. Now it is back with a new powerful ingredient. We're calling it DNA Force Plus, but it is being offered at the same price. Again, before it sells out again, sign up for DNA Force Plus now at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the clinical studies. Take a look at the reviews, but especially the clinical studies for this particular supplement. I think you'll be amazed at this particular supplement. That's why it sells out so quickly. As I was just saying, there is a disagreement even on the conservative side as to whether or not this is a legitimate thing for Ted Cruz to do, to go in and take the delegates after the voters have made their decision. And I think what bothers me is the analogy that this is somehow representative government. This is what Joseph Fair, who I said, we agree with him on far more things than we disagree, but I disagree with him on this issue. He says, let me pose a question in a slightly revised form. Suppose a member of Congress is elected in your district by the express will of the majority. Let's also assume you believe the member is taking wrong position on a particular issue. Would it be immoral for you to try to persuade him or her to vote differently? That's not what's going on here. There is one issue that that person has been elected or appointed as a delegate to go represent, and that is the candidate that won them as a delegate. And so that's the only issue that's involved here. It's not any persuasion going on here. It is a replacement. It's as if you had the election, and instead of the Republican who won the election, some sleazy lawyer like Ted Cruz comes in and puts a Democrat in their place. Except that's what you've been seeing all this time, isn't it? When you vote for these Republicans on the issues, they go as Democrats to Washington, except not really as Democrats. Let's understand, they have their social issues that differentiate them from the Democrats. That's what gets everybody so confused. But on the core issues, like the government's centralized control of health care, like the globalist takeover and consolidation into a worldwide government, and that's what we're seeing with the open borders, with the trade treaties, with the climate treaties, that's what they're doing to us and to Europe. On that issue, you are seeing unanimity with the Republicans and the Democrats. So what you're doing is you're voting for somebody on the basis of what they tell you they're going to do about abortion, for example. And the president doesn't have any authority on abortion, really. How has that worked out for you, conservatives? For the last, what is it, since 1980, so for 36 years, you've been electing somebody for president so that you think that he can appoint a Supreme Court justice who you think will then go in and overturn Roe v. Wade because you think that the Supreme Court amends the Constitution? Do you understand that is never going to work, and it's based on a fundamental lie that the Constitution is amended by the Supreme Court? Give it up. Look at some of the things that the president can do. The president can do something about this globalist issue, and there's only one candidate out there who's running who will do something about that globalism issue. Now, before we run out of time, I've only got a couple of minutes here. This is absolutely amazing. I ran out of time. Obama wants to tell you that you don't have the right not to rent to criminals. And listen to what he's basing it on. He's basing it on the Federal Fair Housing Act, which cites that you can't discriminate on people because of racial discrimination. Is this an admission by the Obama administration that our so-called justice system discriminates racially because most prisoners are black? Is that what he's trying to say? Because they've made them prisoners. They put them in prison. But it's also a risk to the people who don't want to rent to criminals. My aunt and uncle were killed by a criminal that they rented to.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.